American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. The October surprise for Democrats may be Joe Biden. According to The Hill, Democrats had a sense Biden might spoil Harris's presidential race, writing, quote, "Even before the garbage comment, there were whispers that he might be responsible for a Harris defeat." Fox News contributor Joe Concha says one thing is for sure. Joe Biden is still not happy about being pushed out.
Joe Biden is not happy about the fact that he is not at the top of the ticket right now taking on Donald Trump. He would make the argument, I beat Donald Trump last time. I did it. I could do it again. I was pushed out by my own party. And the fact that Kamala Harris does this speech at the Ellipse and tells Joe, no, you stay away, please. I don't need the distraction. When he's about, what, a 5 foot away from that speech. And the fact that he was on that Zoom call talking about garbage and Trump supporters being garbage at the same time, basically, that she's doing the biggest speech of her life, you can make the argument, I think some of this is intentional.
Meanwhile, billionaire Mark Cuban, a top Harris surrogate, is facing major backlash after calling the women around Trump weak and dumb.
Donald Trump, you never see him around strong, intelligent women, ever. It's just that simple. They're intimidating to him. He doesn't like to be challenged by them. And, you know, Nikki Haley will call him on his nonsense with reproductive rights and how he sees and treats and talks about women. I mean, he just can't have her around. It wouldn't work.
This is Trump 2024 National Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
Well, I think Mark Cuban yesterday learned the hard way not to mess with strong and intelligent Republican women who support Donald Trump. There was an epic amount of backlash from so many amazing women who have worked with President Trump, who are voting for him, saying this is extremely insulting. Just look at the women that President Trump surrounds himself with. First of all, his beautiful wife, Melania. Which of the five languages that she speaks would Mark Cuban like to have a conversation about him with on this? Look at the woman who runs our campaign, Susie Wiles, the woman who's running the transition back to the White House, Linda McMahon, or the women who President Trump tapped to run the RNC, Laura Trump. This was a ridiculous insult, not just to the women who work for President Trump, but the tens of millions of them who are going to be voting for him.
Republican National Committee co-chair Laura Trump.
Obviously, we're garbage, according to Joe Biden, and any woman who would consider Donald Trump, who wants, I don't know, a great economy, safety and security around our country, a closed border, peace instead of wars around the world. Apparently, we are weak and stupid.
Republicans and Democrats sparring over perceived insults. The only sure thing in this political world is that the mainstream media is going to cover for the Democrats. Steve Jordahl reports.
During President Trump's Madison Square Garden rally, a previously unknown comedian made a joke about Puerto Rico and the garbage that washes up on its shores. President Biden responded by calling all Trump supporters garbage, or so says the Trump campaign. No, Biden says, he was referring to the comedian. Judge for yourself.
They're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters, his demonization of things is unconscionable.
The media, of course, jumped right to the former president's defense. MSNBC talked about it, and notice the anchor doesn't play the clip. He just quotes it.
What he said was, and I'll just read a little bit here from the transcript. I know Puerto Ricans from my home state of Delaware. They're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
The actual audio makes the comedian narrative a bit hard to believe. Curtis Houck of Media Research Center notes the mainstream media was jumping all over Trump for the original garbage joke.
I've seen few stories in my career where the narrative shifts more quickly than it has with Biden's garbage smear of Trump voters.
He says at this point, the media's defense of Biden and Harris is purely reflexive.
There are some in the media who are willing to take the White House at face value, even if I don't think they actually believe it themselves.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
The S&P 500 fell 1.9% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped almost 1%, while the Nasdaq Composite tumbled 2.8%. For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.